Welcome to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, your quick briefing on the top news shaping the pharmaceutical and life sciences industry. In today's Pharmaceutical Executive Daily, a new West Health Gallup survey finds that more than 82 million Americans have cut back on daily expenses to cover healthcare costs. The FDA expands the approved age indication for GSK's RSV vaccine Arexv to adults aged 18 to 49 at increased risk. And a new commentary argues that agentic AI is positioned to fundamentally reshape commercial operations in life sciences. A West Health Gallup survey of nearly 20,000 adults finds that roughly 1 in 3 Americans made at least one financial trade-off in the past year to pay for healthcare, with the most common sacrifices including rationing prescriptions, borrowing money, skipping meals, and cutting utility costs. The burden falls hardest on uninsured and lower-income households, though the data shows affordability pressures extending well into middle and upper-income brackets. The FDA has expanded the approved indication for GSK's Arexv to include adults aged 18 to 49 who are at increased risk for RSV-related lower respiratory tract disease, a population that accounts for roughly 17,000 hospitalizations and 277,000 emergency department visits in the United States each year. The decision was supported by a Phase 3b trial demonstrating a non-inferior immune response in younger high-risk adults compared with adults age 60 and older. Arexv had previously been approved in the U.S. for adults 60 and above and for at-risk adults between 50 and 59. Finally, a new piece makes the case that agentic AI represents a shift from passive analytics to active commercial execution in life sciences. The authors argue that fragmented dashboards and siloed workflows are limiting organizations' ability to act on data at competitive speed, and that agentic systems capable of autonomously orchestrating territory realignment, campaign personalization, and field guidance offer an execution layer that bridges insight and action. Thanks for listening to Pharmaceutical Executive Daily. For more updates and in-depth analysis, visit pharmexec.com.